So we first started, our first real office outside of the home that I grew up in, first real office was over on Charles Street. If you're familiar to the area and you've been around for a while, you would recognize the name of the Judge's Chambers, and we were above that there on Charles Street. So as we considered our expansion and what's next for Accutech, we had to think about a community that we wanted to be a part of, wanted to make an impact in. We had to think about how to attract a really highly skilled workforce. And so we looked at a lot of potential locations. What was next for for Accutech? Where would we be? What was the best fit for us along all of those categories? Well, I'm second generation ownership here at Accutech, and this is my hometown. I was K through 12 at Burris, graduated from Ball State, and I finally decided that I wanted to be a part of creating something special here, where Accutech was founded and started. So we will be returning to downtown Muncie, to this building, which is only a few blocks away from where we started over 30 years ago, to cement our legacy in this community. So some renderings of what do we think we can do to this space? Why are we excited about it? We think this project will allow us to bring a vision to life of bringing vitality that allows us to continue to expand, to make an impact on this community, to provide a vibrant workplace to retain our already amazing talented workforce, many of whom are here today, and create something unique, something special, to attract new talent, to attract talent that's already local, to let them know they don't have to leave to go somewhere special, to let people that aren't from Muncie, we want them to come, and we want them to see something that their first instinct is to say, I didn't know that existed in Muncie. I didn't know there was anything like that. That's what we want to create here. So I want to thank Mayor Tyler and the City of Muncie for their support on this project, Todd Donati and the Redevelopment Commission for their support, and Doug Marshall and the City Council for their support of this project. We couldn't do it without those folks. I also want to thank the Next Muncie team and Dr. Bird of IU Healthful Hospital and President Mertz of Ball State for their leadership of the Next Muncie team. And we're excited to continue to brainstorm with that team around what can be done in this city and how Accutech can help to impact this community. I'd like to thank Jay Julian and Tracy Ludden from the Economic Development Alliance for really holding my hand and guiding me through this process and spearheading a lot of the things that need to happen for a project like this to come together. And then finally, Jim Borgman and Nick Tokar for their support on the project as well. So not only are we a company that wants to grow and to provide jobs, but we're a faith-based company as well. And with us, everything we do is about service and about giving back. So we would immediately, once renovation is done, be bringing 50 jobs to this location. And over the next 4 to 5 years, we anticipate turning that into 100. And I truly think that some of the best philanthropy that we can do for this community is to create jobs. I think that's one of the most exciting things that we can provide as a growing organization to create jobs in this community. But we also like to give back in other ways. You're not going to find a team of people with stronger hearts for service than the team members at Accutech. And we want to enable that drive for service from our team by giving every team member 40 hours a week, 40 hours a year, which is wonderful. We allow them to work for 40 hours. That's how giving we are. So we provide our team members 40 hours a year of philanthropic time, which is on top of their vacation time. And we think that by being in the heart of downtown, well, I personally am really excited to see those philanthropic hours go towards projects in the downtown and towards impacting this community in really exciting ways. I've said this word a lot because I don't see this just as a place to grow our business. I really see it as a place, a place to make an impact, an opportunity to make an impact. We want to contribute to the vibrancy of this downtown revitalization. I truly feel there's a movement happening. I feel momentum shifting, and I think that there is an opportunity to create something really special here, and this team wants to be a part of it. And I'm excited for this team to bring their amazing energy to this location, to this community, to downtown Muncie. And I can tell you, when I told them what we were planning just Tuesday of this week, they were excited, and they remain excited. We came in early, we toured the building, and our team is excited to be here. And it's, you know, one of our team members said, okay, there's ice cream and beer, I'm in. Within a block's walk. But I think it's more than that. Although that is exciting, I think it's more than that. So we want to be an important part of this community now and honestly for the next 30 years. With that, I'd like to invite Mayor Tyler to come up.
Thank you, Adam, and thank you everybody for being here. What a very great special day for our community. You know, when I first had the opportunity to meet Adam just a few weeks ago, Jay, Julia, and Tracy called me and asked me to come down and meet with him, that we had a great opportunity. I think the thing that first impressed me when I sit down to talk to him is he had on Levi's, a sweater, and a pair of tennis shoes. And I thought, man, oh man, is this another Steve Jobs? And when I looked at him, and remembering Mr. Jobs, I see him the very same thing. And as I got to know Adam and to listen to him and to listen to his vision for his company, for his employees, and the fact that they are faith-based is important. But more importantly even to that, to me, is what they want to give back to this community. Not only are they bringing a wealth of talent into our community that is going to help us become even more successful than what we are today, they're bringing a worth to our community that it's hard to put into words. You know, you can talk about the value of the jobs, and we all know what that is. What I like as a value is, I had a chance to talk to Adam and his wife and explain to him about Honeycutt's Dairy Bar on the south side of Muncie. If you want the best sherbet in the world, that's where you need to go find it. And if they let me take him there, I'm glad to do it. But if you understand what they're trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, for our community, it's important. What Adam really didn't touch on that all of us knew, he could have chose any place else in East Central Indiana or the Indianapolis metro area. But his values were born and bred here. As he said, K through 12 Burris. I just happened to be a lifetime Muncie Community Schools and a graduate of Muncie Central, but that didn't hurt our getting together and getting things worked out whatsoever, did it? the idea of bringing the state of Indiana into a project like this, the Chamber, the Muncie Redevelopment Commission, the Muncie City Council, and a number of those members are here today. The leadership of President Doug Marshall with the Muncie City Council have the vision to understand the importance of this type of project. We knew that we had to do something to make sure that this could be successful for the city of Muncie and also for Adam and his employees. And I can tell you what is so cool, as I had a chance to shake hands with all of the employees that were here today. Every one of them had a smile on their face, and they're excited to be part of this Central City renovation. There's some people that I really need to thank that aren't here today. One is the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Their help with Governor Holcomb's leadership was significant in helping to secure this great opportunity for the city of Muncie. Downtown Development Corporation, and before I leave the stage, Adam, I have a present here for you from Vicki Beach and Cheryl Crowder, welcoming you into the downtown. I don't know if there's anything more important than what we've all tried to do, because at the end of the day, you're looking at, again, over the last 5 years, 4 years, recognized as one of the top 100 companies in the state of Indiana. That's significant. But the importance for us to be able to retain and create these types of jobs in our community, and as it grows our community, it will enable us to do even greater things here. I really want to welcome you to downtown, Adam. You, your family, and your extended family, and your employees, we welcome you with open arms. We can't wait for the next step as we move this project forward. So if you would have a minute to come up and get this gift, I'd like to give it to you.
Oh my gosh, it's heaven.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring back